Blog Talk Radio.
Simple for you to understand. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children. And he's talking about the dark sayings of old. Tell to the generation, and a generation is usually from, well, it's from 20 to 25 years. Tell the generation to come the praises of Yah. Let me read verse 4 again. We will not hide them from their children. Tell to the generation to come the praises of Yah and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel. Now, Jacob was the person that he made the covenant with, the testimony. And Jacob had children. And Jacob's name was changed to Israel. So his children, he established a law with Jacob's children. Let's pick up reading it, verse 5 again. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, in which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments and may not be like their fathers. If you read in the book of Exodus, chapter, I think it's 4, it tells you that if your fathers are disobedient, the children, the iniquities of the fathers will be visited to the third and fourth generation. And this is what is happening to us black folk in America. Our fathers, the iniquity of our fathers are being visited upon us. And after 1619, in 2019, those iniquities should be over because we were told in the book of Genesis, Isaiah was told, now Abraham was told that your children, your descendants, will be strangers in a land that is not ours, and we'll serve them and will afflict, and they will be afflicted 400 years. So according to the history book that I was taught at the college level, that we were brought to as slaves in 1619 in Jamestown, Virginia. Let's finish, get back to reading. Let's pick up at verse 7. That they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments and may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright and whose spirit was not fearful of God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They did not keep the covenant of God. They refused to walk in his laws. And that's Jacob's testimony, that covenant. If you go back up to verse 5, where he established a testimony in Jacob. And Jacob told the children of Israel. Let's read verse 11. Well, let's go back to verse 10. They did not keep the covenant of God. They refused to walk in his laws and forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them. Marvelous things he did in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through. Talking about the Red Sea. And he made the water stand up like a heap. In the daytime, he also led them with the cloud. And all the night, and all the night with a light of fire. He split the rock in the wilderness and gave them drink in abundance like the deep. He also brought streams out of the rock and caused water to run down like rivers, but they sinned even more against him by rebelling against the Most High in the wilderness. And they tested God in their heart by asking for the food of their fancy. Yes, they spoke against God. And when we speak against God, the word is called blasphemy. They said, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Behold, he struck the rock so that water gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide meat for his people? Therefore, Yah heard this and was furious. So a fire was kindled against Jacob. Okay, and that's because they were stiff-necked and disobedient to what to the covenant that he had given Jacob. Let's continue reading. And anger came up against Israel because, one, They did not believe in God. And two, they did not trust in his salvation. Yet, he had commanded the clouds above and opened the door of heaven and rained down manna on them to eat and gave them of the bread of heaven. Men ate angels' food. He sent them food to the full. We're going to stop reading here at verse 25, and we will pick up reading at verse 26 next time. I have read to you from Psalm 78, verses 1 through 25, God's kindness to a rebellious Israel. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, this is a wonderful day that you have made. Let us sheep rejoice and be glad in it. For your victory for us sheep over Satan, a.k.a. also known as the devil, Beelzebub, and all its other aliases, well, his other names. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. I thank you over and over again for removing all the oppressors out of the city of Detroit, and that includes the one who illegally sold DMC. DMC stands for Detroit Medical Center. We sheep humbly thank you, Elohim, for giving us your love and forgiving us of our debts. We thank you for giving us sane, sound mind, excellent health, courage, boldness, awakening our mind from the deep sleep that we have been in for over the past 300 years. And let's say 93 years. Thank you for love, family, peace, prosperity in all things. In your son's name, in Yah's name, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Welcome and happy Sabbath to everyone. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. Sabbath is your day of rest. God gives us that day. If you are a believer, as I am, in the Old Testament, in fact, I follow the Old Testament. Nonetheless, I will read books from the Old Testament, all except for the ones that were written by the Apostle Paul. And I know that we're not supposed to touch God's anointed. But right now, I have a problem with Apostle Paul. I am not a follower of Paul. If you listen to a lot of preachers, they constantly speak about Paul this and Paul that, instead of following what Jesus said. Jesus is our deliverer, not Paul, frankly, because I got that off the news when I was a young girl. And then I wrote that in one of my reports in high school. And the teacher told me, never use the word quite in front of frankly. Just say frankly. So I'm going to say frankly. If you read in the book of Numbers, chapter 12 and chapter 6, it tells you that God speaks to us through dreams and visions. Now, what Paul had on the Damascus Road, I don't know what you would call that. He calls it a vision, but I think that you have to go to sleep and have a dream, and you get the vision. But Paul did it awake, and he's the only person, he calls himself an apostle, that was had the dream and vision did not come to, as far as I have read. Now, I encourage you all to read Paul, all of his books. As a matter of fact, I've read the entire book twice. And now that I'm doing my assignment, which is to feed my sheep and minister unto the people, I will, I'm reading out of the Old Testament and out of the books out of the New Testament that I consider relevant. I am the one who is going to have to answer to God. I am talking too long, but I want to say this. I have two announcements that I want to say. For the month of September, I followed a congregation, a Hebrew congregation, the feast, the last three feasts, the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Yom Kippur, and that's Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. And I had a wonderful time. And this is what I will intend to feed you all after I finish reading from the book of Isaiah. I have to finish reading all of the book of Isaiah. Now, sheep, who have been listening to me for a while, you know to have your pen, pencil, your notebook, just in case you want to take a note of whatever I say. And, of course, you can always come back to Blog Talk Radio and go into the archives and listen to what I have said. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. Come, sheep. Oh, one other thing. The second announcement is that I want to say this. I followed I went to the first annual Women's Empowerment Conference, the Women of Flavor. And let me just say, to you pastors who say that women are not called to preach, I'm going to say that you don't know God. God has not given you a vision. In my view, you should not be preaching to your congregation. These women that spoke at the annual empowerment conference, these women are educated and dynamite. Young people, old people, you should be following these women. If God can tell a donkey to speak, certainly he can tell a woman to speak. He can tell anybody he wants. And that includes the people who have different religions, like Islam. If God can tell me to feed his sheep and minister unto his people, why can he not tell somebody over in Islam or Arabia or wherever to do this, that, and the other? Now, these women at this women conference, they were talking about conquering obstacles. And you pastors who say that women aren't supposed to lead a congregation, you're lying on God. God can speak to any person that he wants, and you can take that to the bank and cash it. I am Sandra Harris, and my program is called Feed My Sheep. Now, let's turn to the book of Isaiah and pick up reading where I left off in Isaiah chapter 38, verse 16. And Heavenly Father, I pray, I've spoken too much. Let me read as much as I should. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 16. This is where Hezekiah had been sick, and God extended his life for an extra 15 years. Let's read. Oh, yeah, by these things men live, and in all these things is my, let me read over, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So you will restore me and make me live. Indeed, it was for my own peace that I had great bitterness. But you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol cannot think you, death cannot praise you. And Sheol, that's the grave. It's spelled S-H-E-O-L. That's the grave. And the grave cannot thank you, thank him, because Isaiah is not going to die. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your truth. The living man shall praise you. And this is why it is so important, women. God is giving you the call to feed his sheep and to minister unto his people. You do that because once you die, You cannot praise God anymore. You cannot become obedient. And for those who are not obedient, the grave waits for you, and you are going to go with the devil. As far as I am concerned, God wants you to be obedient. Let's pick up reading verse 19 again. The living man, he shall praise you. Not the dead man, okay? As I do this day, the Father shall make known your truth to the children. Yah was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my songs with string instruments all the days of our life in the house of Yah. Now, Isaiah has said, let them take a lump of figs and apply it as a poultice. A poultice is like a sass or a rub on the boil, and he shall recover. So if we have any boils on us, let's go to the store, get figs, and make it into a rub and apply it onto the boil that we may have on us when we get sick with boils. If we get sick with boils. Verse 22 of chapter 38. And Hezekiah said, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of Yah? And that finishes or concludes the reading of Isaiah chapter 8. And that brings us to today's lesson. Babylon's envoys. And an envoy is a representative or a messenger. Again, chapter 39, the Babylonian envoys. At that time, Merodach Baladan, or Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and recovered. And Hezekiah was pleased with them and showed them, he's talking about the envoys, the representative or messengers of the king of Babylon. And he showed them the house of his treasures, the silver and the gold, the spices and the precious ointments, and all his armory, and all that was found among his treasures. There was nothing in his house or in all his dominion, dominion means kingdom, that Hezekiah did not show them. Then Isaiah the prophet went to King Hezekiah. So Hezekiah was a king. And he said to him, what did these men say, and from where did they come to you? And Hezekiah said, they came to me from a far country, from Babylon. And I think in today's world, the United States of America is in Babylon, because when I read the book of Daniel, and what I do is read the entire books to you sheep so you can know what it said. If you can recall, in the book of Daniel, I think it may be in Daniel chapter 7 or 8, it may have been in Daniel chapter 6, Babylon is going to be destroyed, and not by hand. And I wondered, how would that going to be? Then it came to me, flood, and that's what's happening in the United States, fire on the West Coast last week, and earthquakes. So the far country, I think, is Babylon. Let's pick up reading in Isaiah chapter 39, verse 4. And it reads, and he said, what have they seen in your house? And Hezekiah answered, they have seen all that is in my house. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the words of Yah of hosts. Behold, the day is coming when all that is in your house and that your fathers have accumulated until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says Yah. And they shall take away some of your sons who will be descendants from you, whom you will beget. They will, and they shall be eunuchs. And a eunuch is a person that has been castrated or his male organs cut. And a eunuch usually guards, is a guard over the women in the palace. They shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, the word of Yah, which you have spoken, is good, for he has said, at least there will be peace and truth in my days. Now, I do not remember reading that. And that concludes the reading of chapter 39. And I'm thinking that Hezekiah is uncaring in that he's just concerned about the peace and truth in his days and not in his son's days. But I suppose you let today take care of itself. We will pick up reading next time in the book of Isaiah at chapter 40. I'm going to stop here and have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we say thank you for all the things, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from the evil one. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and for giving us our debts as we forgive our debts. In your son's name, in your name, amen. Sheep, I want you all to go to the Amazon.com and purchase the two books that I have written for your enjoyment. They are not for Christian books. They are to entertain you. The book called The Passing, that is about persons, people accepting who they are. And the book, The Broken Plant, it's a sonnet book. When you go to Amazon.com, my name is spelled S-O-N-D-R-A. Purchase my book. The Passing is it's $5.99, and The Broken Plant is $4.99. I also want you to go to www.eatandliblonger.com and purchase the book How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald J. Eady. He's a doctor out of DMC. Let me tell you this, sheep. Take our Heavenly Father God with you everywhere you go, and if it is God's will, I will talk with you next time.
children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand.